Assalamualaikum, darlings. I'm Halima, and this is the Over Tea Podcast. Today, I'm sipping on something phenomenal. It's a blend called Kuntash, inspired by the 1984 white Lamborghini Kuntash. And Kuntash is actually an entire collection. It has a tea, massage candle, body oil, bath salts. One day, we will talk about the story behind the name and why I chose it for this collection. Or maybe I'll post it on the blog. That's what I'll do. I'll post it on the blog. The tea itself has one of my all-time favorite elements, jasmine green tea. It also has lemon and a dash of mint. I am probably obsessed with jasmine green tea. I can drink it all day, every day. I don't, but I could. And a little tip for you green tea lovers in the house, even if it's Moroccan mint, because Moroccan mint is actually made with gunpowder green tea, remember to steep it for only 1 to 2 minutes, or it'll start to get very bitter very quickly. Trust me, you'll thank me later. Okay, so today's episode is about being the captain of your own ship. It feels like sometimes everyone has a solution for every problem. On social media, we are bombarded. Not even just social media, all forms of media. We are bombarded with advice on everything. Fitness, mental health, hair, skin, nails, life hacks. And while a lot of all of this can be very useful because there are so many expandable ideas, it can also feel very overwhelming. I really take long breaks from social media. It's a sensory and dopamine overload at times. All this information, it's coming at you all at once. Then you start saving videos, you're making mental notes, you're doing the things, you're like, I'm gonna get back to this. But how often do we actually go back to these things that we save? I almost feel like it's like content hoarding. And more importantly, how often do we question whether those solutions are one, right for us, and two, if the information in and of itself is invalid? Sometimes I just stay offline because the false information, especially in the world of herbalism and holistic health, can be so false and so inflammatory, like it gets under my skin, y'all. It's very easy to slide down that rabbit hole of information. And the reality is, what works for someone else may not be what you need. It is great to share ideas, and that's a part of community. That's a part of being a citizen of this world. But not everything is going to fit you and what you need. And that's all right. In fact, it's better than all right. It's essential to recognize that we have different lives, different challenges, and different strengths. You have to figure out what works for you, even if the information is re relatable. And that starting what works for you is usually just take an action. You'll never know what sticks unless you're willing to experiment, set some goals, create some systems that help you stay organized and accountable. To be very honest, systems are where success begins. They're what keeps us disciplined when motivation fades. When you can develop a system that works, from everything, from your day-to-day routines to your bigger life goals, things become more manageable. Think about someone who may want to get in shape. Going straight for the trendy fitness routine that's all over Instagram, you might struggle to keep up because it doesn't fit your lifestyle. But what if you start with smaller or even different steps that are more efficient for you to integrate instead of diving headfirst and into this intense 5-day-a-week plan? Try something more sustainable, like a 10 to 20 minute walk every morning. Over time, you'll build that consistency, and that's what leads to success. Consistency, consistency, consistency is the key to success. The system, not the trend, is what drives lasting change. Success doesn't come from quick fixes or magic solutions. It comes from consistency over long periods of time. And it's also where discernment comes in. Media of all sorts often promotes this idea of quick results, whether it's for any part of your life or even different aspects of health. But real change takes time. It's not a sprint, it is a marathon. And while it can be tempting to look for shortcuts, there's no elevator to success, honey. You have to take the stairs, one step at a time, one day at a time, and sometimes one moment at a time. But you are the captain of your own ship. No one else can steer your life like you can, and that's powerful. The key is in clarifying your own goals. It might be helpful to start by asking yourself, what feels right for me? Then break those goals down into manageable steps. Most times, it's not about the end result. More often, it's about the process and how you get there. Sometimes taking the wheel is as simple as asking yourself questions and noting your answers. What are my priorities? What am I willing to commit to? What do I enjoy doing? Once you have that clarity, it's easier to ignore the noise. You can appreciate other successes without feeling the need to compare or follow their lead. Remember, what works for them may not work for you. The beauty of this life is that we're all on different paths, and that's essentially what makes us unique. I invite you to take a moment to think about what systems you have in place, or even if you have systems in place, and whether they're truly working for you. If not, maybe it's time to experiment, to adjust, to create new habits, or do things that align with who you are and what you need. Be disciplined, be patient, and most importantly, be kind to yourself. You've got this, darlings. And remember, slow and steady wins the race. And that's all I have for you guys today. If you are loving the content, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. Please share, 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 and leave a review. I love getting feedback. And if you want to know about today's tea or the collection, the Kuntash collection, hop on over to the website, overteapodcast.com, or if you just want to chat, hit me up on Instagram or the site's contact page. I hope that the rest of your week is filled with productivity, joy, some systems, discipline, consistency. Thank you for sharing time and space with me. We will talk soon. Assalamu alaikum.